Children who undergo solid organ transplants may have a high risk of developing advanced kidney disease. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser. A new national study has found that among children who undergo solid organ transplantation, the highest risk of developing advanced kidney disease was in those receiving lung or intestinal transplants, followed by heart and then liver transplants. The researchers say their findings reinforce the importance of continued screening of kidney function in pediatric transplant recipients. The study is very interesting in that the risk patterns for kidney disease appear to be significantly different in pediatric recipients compared to adult recipients. The study looked at more than 16,000 pediatric transplant patients who received their organs between 1990 and 2010. The researchers found that end-stage renal disease occurred in 3% of pediatric solid organ recipients. The highest risk was seen among those who received lung transplants and intestinal transplants. Those who received liver transplants had the lowest rate. In contrast, adult liver transplant recipients are known to have the highest risk of end-stage renal disease. With the Medical Minute, I'm John Schieser for Renal and Urology News.